Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has urged Haiti's interim government to set up an electoral council to organise presidential elections by the end of next year. At the beginning of a two-day visit, Mr. Blinken said it was important to ensure that Haiti was back on a clear democratic track. He also announced a new aid package for the Caribbean nation.
The United States is also committed to using this foundation of security to support and unlock the potential of the Haitian people. We're the largest contributor of humanitarian assistance to Haiti. That includes an additional $45 million in humanitarian aid that I'm announcing today, bringing the total U.S. aid to over $210 million this year.
His visit comes 3 months after the installation of a transitional council and the inauguration of an interim prime minister. Providers of virtual private networks, or VPNs, say they've seen an unprecedented surge in demand in Brazil since the social media platform X was banned there last week. One firm said that sign-ups had increased by more than 1,800%. A Brazilian Supreme Court judge ordered that X be suspended after its owner Elon Musk refused to take down several accounts accused of spreading disinformation. Those using VPNs could be fined almost $9,000 a day. The US President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has pleaded guilty to tax fraud charges in a last-minute move. Prosecutors had accused him of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes and instead spending money on a lavish lifestyle. He could face up to 17 years in prison. Hunter Biden's attorney, Abe Lowell, says his client wanted to spare friends and family from having to testify.
Hunter decided to enter his plea to protect those he loves from unnecessary hurt and cruel humiliation. This plea prevents that kind of show trial that would have not provided all the facts or served any real point in justice.
Two Nigerian brothers have been sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison in the United States for a sextortion scam that led an American teenager to kill himself. Samuel and Samson Ogoshi from Lagos lured Jordan DeMay into sending them explicit images by pretending to be a girl his age and then threatened to share the pictures unless he paid them. The 17-year-old's mother had this reaction to the verdict.
It's a relief that someone is being held accountable, but at the end of the day, it doesn't change that Jordan's not here. The best thing that can come of this is that it's creating awareness for kids that this is what's going on. It's continuing to rise, and they need to be aware of who they are talking to on social media.
You're listening to World News on the BBC. The founder and chief executive of Telegram, Pavel Durov, has hit out at France for arresting and charging him last month over the publication of extremist and illegal content on the messaging app. In a lengthy post on the platform, Durov dismissed accusations that he'd declined to cooperate with an investigation. He said he had personally helped France establish a hotline with Telegram to deal with the threat of terrorism in the country. A former Filipino mayor who'd been on the run in Malaysia, Singapore and Indonesia has been detained in the Philippines after being extradited to the country. Alice Leal Guo was arrested in Jakarta on Tuesday. She denies allegations of human trafficking and links to Chinese organised crime. Researchers in the US have linked the deaths of more than 1,300 children to the increased use of pesticides in North America following the collapse in the bat population in 2006. The bats normally provide natural pest control by eating bugs, but they were wiped out by a fungal infection. Anna Aslam has this report.
The link between bats and infants sounds random, but it's the result of a series of connections in a delicate ecosystem. A fungal disease killed off millions of bats, which usually eat bugs. So, with natural pest control gone, there was a 31% increase in the use of insecticide in North America. The chemicals polluted the water and air, leading to a nearly 8% rise in infant mortality. That translates to more than 1,300 additional deaths between 2006 and 2017. This is the latest study to suggest biodiversity loss across the world is having severe consequences for humans.
And in football, San Marino have won their first ever competitive match after nearly a quarter of a century of trying. The microstate, which has a population of only around 30,000, beat Liechtenstein 1-0 in the European Nations League. That's the latest BBC News.